Hello and welcome to Vancouverite. Every morning, 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories here at UBC. It's gorgeous out. The summer just continues to roll. Heat wave. I mean, the only thing we have to worry about at this point is forest fires, I would say. It is hot. It is... Oh, what is that? Oh, I'm just getting a report that it is pouring rain and it is freezing and I'm going through a breakup. So,
ooh, rough.
Yeah, what a summer, hey? I'm here with my guest co-host for the day.
Sean McDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a comedian, very funny guy, friend of mine. And what was that for? That was that friend
don't worry,
or a comedian?
That was for the very funny comedian. Don't right, worry. That wasn't right. For the friend.
And we're going to have a fun show. It's going to be a real romp. We were talking about Harry Potter in the car, and that's what always happens on radio. You have like a good conversation that would make for great radio, and then you burn through all of that when you're
right before you get to the radio
station.
When
you're arriving at the radio station. But we can recap because I think we brought up some good points.
Yeah, absolutely.
That Hogwarts encourages segregation, cliquiness.
Yep.
And elitism.
Absolutely.
Right from the beginning. You are put in a house, and everyone knows that one of the houses is evil.
Yeah.
Gryffindor, you're going to be... They completely segregate you. They make cliques. They even encourage you to fight with, you know...
Amongst each other.
Hey, don't have any... But if you want to fight...
We're
wizards. I mean, we're not going to...
I feel like nothing really destroys a kid's self-esteem like quite as much as if they were to be put into the house. What's that one? Is it Hufflepuff?
Hufflepuff. Well, Hufflepuff. I went to kids' books. They had like a big opening for, I mean, it was probably book four. It was like at the peak of Harry Potter-ness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was book four. So, you know, kids' books?
Yep.
It's like a big story. kids' book story.
Yeah, for sure.
It's pretty self-explanatory from the title.
What
it is. But
adults go to get books or what?
But kids actually.
Oh. Okay.
And they had a big, they turned all of kids' books into Hogwarts for the night, midnight release, and they had like an actual sorting hat that they would put on you.
Oh, God.
And
don't tell me you got Hufflepuff.
I got Hufflepuff.
Oh.
I knew it. I was wearing a sweater and I was like, I know who this guy thinks I am.
Oh, what did you do to piss him off?
He thinks I'm a puff.
There you go.
And when he put it on, and they had this system where they have like a little hat that they put on your head and then a little microphone and he would go, and there was a little speaker in the hat. So the hat would speak to you. He puts this on and he goes over and I hear, Hufflepuff.
Oh.
And I go, buddy, you serious?
Yeah.
Are you even serious right now?
It's so unenthusiastic too. Just Hufflepuff.
Yeah. Like I know you have to fit like a, but you know what? There was like games and,
Quidditch
and Hufflepuff won.
Oh, there you go.
So you were the seeker. But the hat, and you were saying that everyone from Slytherin is evil.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down. There's exceptions to the rule, but like 95% of them. Yeah.
The dude who started Slytherin is like evil.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? They're just like, he released that huge basilisk in the bathroom.
If Hitler...
And then Gryffindor had to put it back.
If Hitler opened a community college and then... World War II happened, we wouldn't still be learning economics there, you know? Like, we would at least change the name, go in a new direction, new mascot. Now we're keeping the snake. What about the massive snake that he released in the... That's fine.
Don't worry about it. Did you catch it? No. It's down the basement.
We have a sad trauma kid we're going to send in later.
Who was it who died of that thing in the movie?
Some broad.
Yeah, it was some Ravenclaw. No one gave a... It was fun.
Hey, there you go. First co-host to catch themselves before swearing. Maybe this show won't get canceled after all. Well, there's other reasons why it might get canceled. But they're, Hogwarts, man.
Yeah.
And yeah. Why don't they? Okay, if you're going to keep Slytherin, you're going one of two directions. Either get rid of Slytherin altogether or use it as a source, like a Minority Report style.
You just know all the bad kids coming in.
We've got pre-crime division. The hat goes on. Slytherin, they put on one of those halos like in the movie that just... Yeah.
Slytherin always kind of remind me... Did your school ever have like that alternative room, kind of, where some kids who got in trouble maybe or like didn't really want to learn. Slytherin,
it's like a satellite school.
It was a holding cell basically until they went to jail.
Yeah,
like, most of the kids.
We have to do something with these. We can't legally
just
throw
them out. So,
but, I mean, we will. Yeah, they're going to be in jail
eventually. So. Death Eaters.
Death Eaters.
Being sent to, was Azkaban?
Alakazam.
Alakazam, there you go.
And they've got this sort of like Guantanamo Bay style jail that they're all okay with.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a horrific, they're literally sucking people's souls out of their body. It is like Minority Report, but instead of the halo, they just suck your essence out so that you're paralyzed eternally.
Exactly.
And there's no... who wants to be a wizard? It's a horrible place.
I'd still be up for being a wizard.
It's I mean,
that'd be
yeah.
pretty cool. That'd be pretty sure. awesome for with sure. all those spells.
Yeah.
Did your school ever have the Quidditch team?
Are you asking me? Oh, like
oh, yeah,
Muggle?
Real school.
Quidditch?
Like your high school, your college. I know a lot of colleges have it.
No.
Oh, have you ever seen this?
Yeah, it's not...
Oh, it's not
I
Quidditch.
Feel like Quidditch without the flying...
I was just about to say, yeah. that's the whole part that
it's
made
really
it cool.
It's really
the
selling
the flying
part.
That.
It's like swimming without the water. Like, we're just going to we're gonna crawl there. On the bottom of the pool. We're still swimming.
Still swimming.
We just don't have the means to really do the part. No, then don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's why are they running? They're running around, but they're holding a broomstick between their legs. How many people a season do you think get... impaled on the end of that thing when it like accidentally just goes right up their gym shorts?
I like to think that there's some like bruiser on the other team where he like whittles the end of his broomstick down.
Oh, an illegal broom.
Gets the spear going.
Well, what's going on in the world of news? Let's start with Vancouver. You are listening to Vancouver right here on CITR. And I'm flubbing already, but you know what? That's why this is a real show. This isn't scripted. We're professionals. Professionals write scripts. We're bohemians. Bohemians.
I'm about to walk out.
Yeah. Good. 22.3 million international tourists have visited BC so far this year.
Jeez.
Probably most of them Australian. I feel like that doesn't. Australians are not foreign. People anymore, right? Like when you meet an Australian, you just think, oh, this is a Vancouver person.
Yeah. Or it's someone coming down from Whistler.
For sure. Yeah. I think there might be like some sort of underground tunnel from Whistler to Australia.
Just funneling them all in.
Can you do an Australian accent?
Oh,
I can't.
God, no.
I've been working on my Herbert a lot.
Please do it.
That's good. I don't know if he's acceptable to be on campus. Although people are of age
over
here.
18 here.
College radio. Sir is nice. How old are you, Sean?
I'm 19.
You look about 14. So it's coming along. It's coming along.
It's
but the whistle is really hard.
I think the whistle is truly what makes that impression.
Chris. Yeah. Well, what else is happening in Vancouver? A Surrey man tries to lure 13-year-old. Oh, this is perfect. A good transition from my Herbert impression.
Oh, Jesus.
Surrey man trying to lure 13-year-old online. Busted and police sting. There you go.
Oh.
That's good. George Torresani was charged with online child luring. I feel like there needs to be a new frontier for catching kids now. Content warning, comedy show. The internet is played out. It's hack for a pedophile to catch kids online, right?
What do you suggest? What's a new creative way?
I'm not going to suggest new better ways. I'm just saying that 48-year-old Surrey man. What do you think is the mean age for pedophiles that are in news stories?
Oh, definitely 45.
45?
45, it seems.
45.
45, like you can see it. They've got no significant other. And they're just on the computer all day with weird mustaches.
Significant other? Weird mustaches. Is there any other kind of mustache, really?
No.
What is it about a mustache that becomes weird? Because every beard contains a mustache, which is almost a metaphor for the evil lurking in all of us. Is that we're all... It's interesting how a full beard is okay.
Oh, it's
we have no problem
now.
With a beard.
Yeah.
But a beard contains every other part. Like, you have douchey sideburns within a beard. You have a mustache. A goatee lives in every beard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the absence absence of the rest of the beard that creates douchiness.
Yeah.
It's very zen. It's the emptiness that makes a douche.
Well, there's only a certain kind of person that actually has a mustache and continually does it.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to make a conscious choice every day to continue the mustache.
And it's hard, too. Did you ever try and do No Shave November?
No.
Never?
No.
Oh.
I don't do that. I don't like being part of things.
You want to support cancer survivors?
I want to do that. I want to do that. Okay, I'll do it this year.
There you go.
Do you want to do it with me?
Yeah, I'm down.
I'll do mustache. I can grow a good mustache. Vancouver is a little depressing here. I was trying to look on the bright side last night. Went to a great Vancouver restaurant here. We're jumping around a bit.
Yeah.
From pedophilia to what is it? Gastronomy. That's the study of food, right? Yeah.
I think so.
Le Faux Bourgeois?
You're not asking the right person
when
it comes to
I'll ask a 19-year-old. Yeah. Well, that's ageist, but a 19-year-old.
No, it's pretty accurate, too.
It's accurate
pretty
for
accurate.
You. Le Faux Bourgeois. I'll tell you, French food, really good. I don't really know what French food is. It seems like every time I go to a French restaurant, it's just really good food. So yeah. I feel like French people are just like, hey, we do everything so well. That's French food.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, chicken and steak and...
The only French food I can really think of is escargot.
Right, which...
Which I have no
desire to try. Escargot away, am I right?
Ho ho!
I've tried it.
Damn.
It's actually pretty good, but
really?
I can't get over... See, I'd be completely fine with the whole thing other than the antennas.
Yeah.
Antennas gross me out. Little wiggly things.
Well, how does it work? Do they fry it? Do they take the shell off? Like, what are you...
No, you get it in the shell.
Really?
You're eating a snail.
Do you eat the shell, though, or is it
no.
Is it... Okay, so it's kind of like an oyster or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, God. But I love oysters.
Really?
Do you not like oysters?
No.
I think oysters are my favorite food.
Oof.
Well, you got it. You're the... You can't
I'm at that age where, like, pizza.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not cultured.
You know what is weird is that we had 20... Oh, no, not 9 overdoses in 20 minutes.
Oh, I heard about the North Delta, right?
I feel like the comedy scene, like our community, is days away from an overdose from fentanyl.
Sooner or later.
Like, yeah. I'm not going to say that a lot of comedians are doing cocaine, but I am going to say that.
I nodded. You couldn't see, but I was nodding there. I was like, yeah.
And what is this fentanyl? Like, can we just not put stuff in the drugs? Does it make it cheaper? What is fentanyl? Call in.
There you go. From what I've
604
heard,
UBCCITR.
Do you actually get people to call in to explain fentanyl? Is that...
It's like a thing you say on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
But people do call in. And you can. 604-822-2487.
I might be wrong, but isn't it something that they primarily put in heroin because it kind of mimics the effects? And
it's
like
a fast-acting narcotic sedative that is sometimes abused for its heroin-like effect.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Fentanyl. Yeah, I mean, stay away from that.
Yeah.
That's 9 in 20 minutes, though.
Oh, that's terrifying.
A lot.
Did you read the story at all on that?
It's not quite as terrifying as the clown story.
No.
What is going on with A, fentanyl, and B, the clowns?
In South Carolina.
We're really jumping around. We're like a Jason Bourne radio show here. But it's all tied together. We are one mind, and... One thing our mind has in common is that we're all terrified of clowns.
Yeah, that's like rather common. Overdosing and clowns.
Oh, man, I don't know which one I'd pick.
Honestly, overdosing.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I could not do that. If I was walking home one night and suddenly some guy with a clown suit started coming up to me.
Oh, my gosh.
What I don't get is how people react. Like, I read one story where it was a girl just waved. All she did is she's like, yeah, I waved to it, and then it waved back. I was like, I would have ran immediately. I've seen it. I know what happens when you see a clown.
Yeah, nothing good happens when a clown appears. Hey, I'm here to pay your mortgage.
Exactly. No sane person walks around at 2 a.m. dressed as a clown.
I'm going to help you sign up for your next semester. No, they always want to eat you with their sharp.
Yeah, or something. Something screwed up. I'd have loved if one of them came up and just actually made you a balloon animal. Just a pleasant surprise out of nowhere.
Yeah. Clowns are scary, man.
Absolutely.
They come out of the woods.
With their own soundtrack.
Yeah. Let's break this down. Are clowns just scary because of it? No. There's something inherently scary about a clown.
There must have been something. Like, because something inspired it.
Yeah.
There was something creepy about it.
I think it's creepy because clowns, we hire them for parties to entertain our children.
Although I haven't heard of a clown being hired for a party in years.
No?
No, I...
Right, they've gone out of fashion. They've really gone out of fashion.
Did you ever go to a party as a kid and have a clown there?
I've had some balloon animal clowns. Yeah.
I'm actually checking my shoulder at this point. We were in an enclosed studio and talking about clowns.
We can take a clown. You just have to remember that beneath the makeup, there's a sad, pedophilic old... No, you know what? That doesn't help.
No,
it doesn't help at all. Yeah.
In my case whatsoever.
What's the new... Let's try to look ahead here. After clowns, what is the next terrifying thing?
Like person form or just anything that people generally seem to be afraid of?
I'll go person. Because we've had ice cream trucks. Those are no good. Ice cream truck workers, yeah. They're going around. They've got a magnet that brings the children to them.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's kind of the creepy, classic creepy one.
Clowns are scary. And I'm going to go ahead and say Mormons. Mormon recruiters.
Yeah.
Why are they not scary? We haven't made that jump yet. They're dressed in black. They approach you in the dead of night.
Always
and
have
push
bikes,
them.
Too.
I haven't noticed that.
You haven't noticed that? There's always a bike. There's Mormons? Always a bike out front of the apartment they're going to or something.
Well, the organization does strip them of all their funds when they become elders. So,
I didn't know that.
You should ask them some questions. They're very open and lonely.
No kidding.
They'll go to like Korea and find...
What?
Yeah, they go all over the world.
Wow.
They'll take somebody and they'll take all their money and put them in a little townhouse in Vancouver with a couple other people who are now, these are now your best pals. Oh. And then your new thing is you just go around every day trying to make more of you, more Mormons.
That's horrifying.
Mormons.
Well, the ones in my neighborhood what creeps me out is that they look about my age, maybe a little bit older.
Right.
So these are like 20, 19-year-old guys who have just been completely brainwashed from, they found the light, however you want to see it.
Yeah, if they're right, man, we really...
Oh, I'm screwed.
We are so screwed.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know what the Mormon tenets are. I feel like I'm maybe 20% Christian. Like, I must be hitting at least one point. Like, I don't steal much. Yeah. Something's good.
I follow most of those 10 rules, I think.
What are the Mormon rules?
All I learned from it was from South Park, I'm pretty sure, where they had that episode explaining the Mormon religion.
Yeah, South Park's good for that. Maybe a little... Oh, no.
Very biased,
okay.
But...
No drinking hot drinks. So already I'm right out the gate every morning. Sticking it to the Mormons.
Yeah.
While Christians are happy to go around turning water into wine and drinking until they pass out naked in tents, Mormon scriptures specifically forbid all the most dangerous substances, alcohol, tobacco, and drinks slightly warmer than room temperature. I feel like this is, okay, you know when you're writing an essay and you have to write three things? Because if you write two things, you have to write et cetera.
Yeah.
You have to go like...
three to just really prove...
Yeah, colonialism led to industrialization, better infrastructure, and you always need that third thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like when Joseph Smith was writing the scriptures... He was like, alcohol, tobacco, and...
Looked around his room.
Someone there was a drink.
A bit of tea.
You know, I don't...
Hot drinks, hot drinks.
I've got sensitive teeth. So I don't really lose here.
Screw it. It's fine.
It's interpreted as meaning no coffee or tea.
Is this... Now, can you Google this? Is this the... I think I learned this from South Park. Is this the one that was founded in like 1880 where he claims he found a book and that only he
could
read
plates.
It out of the hat?
Missionaries can only play half-court basketball.
No way.
Mormon missionaries get all the weirdest rules. These are the people in the white dress shirts, blah, 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 blah. Like the one saying they can't play basketball unless it's a half-court game. Missionary rules are extremely explicit about this. Missionaries can't play in leagues and tournaments or on a full-size regulation basketball court. Even with half-court basketball, they're not allowed to keep score. So if you ever... Ross has a bit about this. I wonder if he knows about the half-court... Missionaries cannot swim. So, if we have to encounter scary missionaries,
jump in the pool.
You go in the pool. Don't tell me you didn't learn anything today. You, the listener, will now escape from Mormons. If they're trying, even if they're just being annoying, you could be like, I got to go first, or just throw water at them,
there
a super soaker.
Holy water. How did they get baptized?
Swimming is off. I don't think they have that. Or maybe that's holy.
Dunking or anything.
They can never go swimming ever. What if they fall off a boat? I guess you have to drown.
You're done. That's
commitment.
Sorry.
Missionaries can only call home twice a year. I feel like that rule is very clearly to keep people in the church.
Yeah, absolutely. And they only let them call after like really good
rule
times.
Rule 8, you can't question their religion. Rule 9, no free thinking. That's out. Just for some reason,
you repeat
God
what
doesn't
I
like
say.
That. Yeah. Missionaries don't get to see their families either. If they want to talk to them, they have to wait until Christmas because Mormon missionaries are only allowed to call home twice a year. On Christmas and Mother's Day. No Father's Day. Eesh. These boys in white shirts who knock on your door aren't allowed to do much else, like no eating meat in the summer. No way!
That's such
I didn't
a
know any of this stuff.
Rule, though. Like,
most Mormons don't even know about this rule. Yeah, I feel like people aren't.
Did it say anything? Was it founded by the guy who said, oh, only I can see it out of this book or out of this hat?
Joseph Smith. Yeah, and how about this? I bet a lot of Mormons are following these rules. Like, I'll be like, fuck, I've sacrificed everything. I'm going to make it to heaven. And then they're going to get there, and it's like, hey, remember that hot dog you had in August? You're not coming in, bud.
Or what if they get to heaven, and it's just like, finally, I can drink some hot coffee.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, sorry, man. The rules still apply here. No fun.
No. And you're looking down in hell, and they've got, like, delicious.
It's everyone just partying in the summer at a pool party.
Yeah.
Eating meat.
Keep 3 months' worth of food stockpiled at all times.
That sounds like they're planning something.
That's just a good idea.
That sounds like they're trying to plan some stuff. And
no fellatio.
No.
That's probably the worst one yet.
That's why they're so like, stiff and just upset all the time.
Yeah. Stinks, man. Because originally the Mormon faith, Joseph Smith had 34 wives.
Is Mormons, that's where you can marry multiple wives, isn't it? Or
yes. But you can't have a lot of fun with them.
No, not kidding. Can't eat meat with them. Can't have any hot coffee with them.
The church officially announced that fellatio was unnatural, unholy practice. All the best parts of lovemaking are unholy.
Did they say when they announced that?
Apparently a lot of Mormons are petitioning to get this rule out. I love that that's the, hey, we cannot talk to our families.
Yeah,
and,
but come on.
I don't like copy that much, but.
Give us this.
Yeah.
Give us one thing.
No movies? No moving during sex.
Oh, I've heard about this. Don't they call this soaking?
This one's more of a loophole. A rumor came out a while back that the students at Brigham Young University had found a way around the rules forbidding premarital sex by doing something they called soaking.
Oh, I heard about this.
Now, I want to say, first of all, content warning. And also, if you're a Mormon, please call in. This sounds great. I want to know. Yeah, soak me in your knowledge. This is beautiful. Soaking. That is a sexually frustrated term.
That is.
I just want the wettest.
All I can imagine is college Mormon kids just sitting on each other, just so frustrated.
Yeah.
One dude accidentally shifts his hips.
You want to soak? Who doesn't? It's been days since I've soaked. What is that? Here's how soaking works. Boy places himself very casually inside his partner. Oh, hey, buddy. Hey, look over here. Hey, Matt. I will go get him in a bit. Next, they don't do anything at all. And that's all of the steps. Oh, so you just kind of chill inside.
Oh, have a conversation.
I mean, things are looking up here. This is a decent rule. But I feel like how many people follow that to a T?
Oh, they do not. You know, a few of them accidentally have to get out.
Jeremiah, you're moving. Oh, no, Matt, I'm just soaking. Just soaking, babe. I really, really feels like you're pushing deeper. No push. There's no push here.
Nope.
The couple just sits there marinating. They stay very still, trying to make sure that they don't... Wow.
Marinating?
Well, it was bigger than Pokemon Go at BYU a few years ago. No criticizing the leadership. Well, that one, I think, is pretty... Oh, lying is okay, apparently. Mormons?
What? No way.
Mormons can lie as much as they want. They share the Ten Commandments with Christians, but false testimony, you're good to go. Oh. So you could just lie about all the other things.
It's a huge flaw. What if they're lying about all these things so that when people join, they just want the really dedicated guys. And they're like, no, you can drink coffee. You can have sex.
Yeah, man. That's tricky. That is tricky. I can't tell you how many times I've really enjoyed a hot drink. I think it's one of my favorite things. And I really feel bad. I feel bad for them.
They're going through hell.
Yeah. Already.
Yeah.
They're already
this
in
is
the
their hell.
Deepest. It's interesting because like some people really love pain. There's some people that are like really kinky and just adore pain. So those people should just go to hell, right? Like it seems like you've been given a free pass to just have pain and get
and do whatever you
want. Like your skin just kind of regenerates as it burns.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I mean, you got to be pretty hardcore, but
I
feel like if at the end of days if I start to realize like there is a hell and I'm going there, I'm going to get really into self-abuse. Even more so than already. You want to come on the air, man?
Hey, why not?
Want to jump in?
Hey,
we got a newcomer. This is like in Smash Bros. When Pikachu goes, and it's like, newcomer. Man, by the way.
What's up?
How great. Well, maybe this is a little bit before your time. It probably is. This is like, because you're 19.
Yeah.
I'm 27.
96.
One of my biggest like memories of growing up was when I went to, we're off the Mormon train here. Hope you enjoyed that. We're
going to
go into new territory.
The Mormon train?
Yeah, we were talking about the some of the crazy Mormon rules. Did you know that Mormons can't have hot drinks and they can't play full court basketball?
Wow.
Yeah.
What a dull life.
Yeah. I know. Well, actually, I prefer half court basketball. You don't need to run as much.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I like a hot beverage.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I think everyone does.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? And you know what else I liked when I was growing up? Video games. And I went to a birthday party. I remember this. I'll always remember this. I showed up at the birthday party and all the cool kids were playing Mario Party. And I wanted to play Mario Party so bad. It looked like the funnest thing ever.
Actually, really recently, I played that at my friend's house, but on GameCube. And I did not realize how long some of those games could go for.
I know.
Like 2 hours.
I was like, I'm going to, if I could
hours
just play.
Of it.
Only 2 hours?
Only, oh, what? They go longer.
You sweet soft boy.
Oh.
And then all the, like, the weird kids had to play Smash Bros. Like Smash Bros. Had just come out. And they're like, oh, you can play this game.
That
then we met
so
up and we're
better,
like,
though.
This game's amazing.
Yeah.
These Captain
guys are
Falcon.
Idiots.
Falcon Punch.
Whoever gets him just dominates right off the bat.
Yeah, everyone picks Captain Falcon.
I want to say that if I ever get into a street fight, I'm just going to be Alex Punch. Alex Punch.
Some famous last words there.
Alex getting his ass kicked. Yeah. That's going to be pretty cushy. We're here with
Matt.
Who is?
I'm volunteering here at the station. I was on a couple shows ago, subbing in for Simon. And I'm helping out with the live broadcast today for the GSS.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
It's the, to be honest, I haven't really done a whole lot of research on it.
Oh, here we go.
But it's, I'm just board hopping, just monitoring from here today. It's going to be pretty good, pretty cushy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Where does the word cushy come from? What is that?
I assume
from
weed.
Soft thing? No. It didn't originate. Nobody said cushy before weed.
Well, cushy, like on a bed, you push it and it's like, I could see a bed salesman being like,
cushy with a K
cushy.
Is weed.
Cushy.
Yeah, that's totally weed.
That sounds like the way someone would describe cool, like cushy.
I think cushy is probably just an abbreviated version of like cushion. So it's like you associate the word cushy with the word cushion.
Yeah.
So it's like really.
Did they have slang in like Victoria times?
They must have.
Like, there were words that, like, that's not a word that we say, but, oh, I use it this way.
I assume so,
yeah. A wench, I assume, or...
Like some grog? Wench. Pass me some grog.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more like pirate ships than Victorian.
Hey, you never know. You never know. The pirates...
Put on your corset, wench. That doesn't really sound...
That sounds like a kid who maybe just looked up to pirates while he was in Victorian age, and he brought it all back.
Right. Mm. Pirates are still pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like pirates are interesting because they're almost immune to... Like, usually when South Park makes fun of something, like, white people think this is cool, South Park makes fun of that thing, no longer cool. They did a pirate episode.
When did they do that one?
Pirates, still pretty cool. The Somalian one where it was like, why would anyone want to be a pirate?
Yeah, where they finally got it.
Yeah.
You guys aren't pirates.
We're gonna take a short break and listen to some... incredible advertisements.
Awesome.
Pay some bills. And we're going to be back so soon. So, and we've got some syndicated audio from our sister station in Idaho, where Trump made an appearance recently. He's been doing the college radio rounds. So hear a little Trump.
He's slumming it.
You never know what's going to happen with that. Well, he's trying to appeal to the younger voter. And
good luck.
And don't,
no kidding.
Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to that wonderful dial. Don't drive off the road. Park the car. Listen to these ads. Make notes. Buy the products. Okay, thank you.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, September 24th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free. Come early at noon to listen to our feature seminar and scholarships. For more information, check out the website on www.studyandgoabroad.com.
This is your captain speaking. Next destination is...
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime. Across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
But not invented. Rhymes from the ego-driven, self-centered. Entered the fast lane and never got dented. Life in a flash, pipes, buds, and hash. Three of my favorites, four of us made this. More hits in the majors, up from the minors. Bust from the top, duck cops and sirens. Fresh out the shop, popping and styling.
Mad chops, wildin', non-identical. The cynical's medical condition is critical. Unforgettable, swollen members beautiful. Language unsuitable, tension and tonic. Coastal chronic, track got mocha on it. Independent with a different perspective. Select effective, next shh or exit. The younger, the restless, bro, you'll inject it.
Swollen members gonna make y'all stop. Take a minute and remember who takes the top. Through the critics and the cynics, your time is up. Just admit it and rewind it, but this rhyme is up. It's hot. Swollen members gonna make y'all stop. Take a minute and remember who takes the top. Through the critics and the cynics, your time is up. Just admit it and rewind it, but this rhyme is up. It's hot. Y'all ain't got it, so don't even think about it. I doubt if you know the time. Swollen members, mocha only gonna take the shine. If you're thinking that you know me, better press for wine. You can bump it and just only repossess your mind. If you're fronting, you can blow me, you'll be pressed to find someone else who's about what it takes to climb. Whenever battle acts, warriors come out to play. You can bet we're gonna do it in a thousand ways. Ain't been sweating nothing to it, we resuscitate. Never's only rock, shoot some motherfucking debate. It's hot.
How many albums bought and sold? Triple ghetto gold, rocked and rolled. Sound mixed and mastered, stick with the program, get paid after. TV shows, zines and mags, positive feedback, jeans still sag, hair still knots, prevail gets props. The same as always, rising to the top.
With a swarm of exciting, fighting form, we invite criticism. Rhymes shine like prisms, spit flames, we see in 3D vision. Even my people play CD in prison. Bad decision, fatal error. Get scars from bars and barbaric terror. We own label, never get dropped. Now the crew combined and we can't be stopped.
Swollen members gonna make us stop. Take a minute and remember who takes the top. Through the critics and the cynics, your time is up. Just admit it, everybody, but this rhyme is up. It's hot. Swollen members gonna make us stop. Take a minute and remember who takes the top. Through the critics and the cynics, your time is up. Just admit it, everybody, but this rhyme is up. It's hot. Swollen members gonna make us stop. Take a minute and remember who takes the top. To the critics and the cynics, your time is up. Just admit it, everyone, when this rhyme is up. It's hot.
All right, coming back here on Vancouverite. Thank you for staying tuned. If you want to call in, you can, of course, 604-822-2487. We have partnerships with a lot of other college radio stations in Canada and the States. And there are some important topics like the coming election that we can't cover here so much because Trump's not going to come and talk to us in Vancouver. Luckily, he came to one of our sister stations, I guess you could say, in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
And we're gonna cut to a little bit of audio here. Trump has been doing the rounds and talking to some college radio stations. So this is from KISR, Terry and Brock in the morning, and should be interesting. So let's cut over to that.
Hey, and welcome to KISR. I'm Terry.
And I'm Brock.
And we've got Donald Trump here.
All right, folks, listen, I don't have a lot of time. So just ask me the questions and we can start. All right.
All right. Well, okay there, Mr. Trump. There's been a huge spike in gun violence in the recent years. In fact, there's been more shootings in the calendar than there actually was days on the calendar. What are you going to do about this?
More shootings than days on the calendar. We're going to add more days to the calendar. We're going to build a tremendous 13th month. And it's really going to be something, folks. It's going to be huge.
And what are you going to call that?
Trumptober. It's going to be the longest month. And the only country that will follow it is America. All the other countries, losers. They're still on 12 months. We're getting ahead. It's going to be the most incredible. And I'm going to have 4 birthdays in the month. It's going to be great. Nobody knows calendars like Trump knows calendars. The Mayans were idiots, folks. Crooked Hillary, she's an idiot. 365 days a year. And it's going to be a lot more when I'm president. I'll tell you, folks. I'm very smart, okay? And I understand time. Next question, please.
So Donnie, can I call you Donnie?
No.
Okay, so Donald, what do you think
about... Mr. President.
So,
Mr. Future President. I like that. That's nice.
So, Mr. Donald, Future President, what do you think about all of the mass multitudes of Americans moving to Canada?
What does multitude mean?
A lot of people, like, say, more than 500 to 1,000.
I have a lot of money. Is it like that?
It's kind of like that.
All right. A lot of new people moving to America? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying people moving from America to Canada.
Oh, good. Good riddance. They're idiots. I mean, if you're leaving the most luxurious country in the world, have you been to a Trump Tower? They actually have one. They have them all over. So go to Canada. That's fine. And then when you sleep in my hotels, we'll drug you and bring you back. It's fine. We're going to have slaves now. I've been lying. You heard it here first, folks. It won't be Mexico that... You know how McDonald's has 100% beef, but that's just the company that they use?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mexicans, that's my new company for slaves. If you think you're leaving, you think you're going to get off easy, you're just going to become a slave, and it's going to be the most tremendous slaves. Nobody does slaves like Trump. The Egyptians were idiots. We're going to have the most luxurious, fantastic slaves. Go to New Brunswick. Go to Canada. Try to do that. You're going to be back in no time. No time, folks. And you're going to be working so hard. So very hard. Next question.
Now,
shoot.
The election's been long.
Why are you so fat, by the way? Don't you exercise? You look. How old are you? What are you? What is this?
I'm 21, Mr. Trump.
It's kind 21. Of it's kind of a glandular thing.
They let
He's
that,
kind of sensitive about it.
They let that making a murderer idiot out. They should put you in to take his place. You belong in jail. You're really a slave. Or move to Canada and become a slave. Whatever you want. I don't care.
All right. There's sort of a rumor going around that you and Hillary Clinton are not the best of...
What's a rumor?
A rumor is something that may or may not be true.
Oh, like Obama's birth certificate.
Yeah, kind
of. It's a rumor.
Kind of like that. Oh, boy. There is a rumor, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but that you and Hillary Clinton are not the best of friends.
Crooked Hillary. That's right. I mean, she'll be dead soon. She's very old and very ugly. And Clinton, too. They're really both on their way out. And all these cucks that are supporting Hillary Clinton, they're shills for the Clinton family. I mean, I was a businessman, a crooked businessman for many years. Believe me, I know crooked business. I know evil. But I'm a man of the people now. That's how it works, folks. I woke up. I'm like Charlie Sheen. I've got tiger's blood, too. He was into drugs. He used the power of his mind to become a better person. And he cleaned up. And I'm going to be president.
Whoa.
Well, that's quite a bit there.
Quite a bit there.
Delete more emails, Hillary. She had a separate hard drive. This is just facts. This isn't even a bit now. She deleted a lot of emails. A lot of emails. It was more emails. It'll make your head spin, folks.
Well, in such a lengthy election, how's the marriage with your wife going?
I always forget that I have a wife until people bring it up. Melania, the reason my voice is so strained talking to that gold digging. Hey, can we have a different question, please?
So how much do you spend on the Twitter? How much time do you spend on the Twitter?
I have someone that does it for me.
Ooh.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
How much do they make an hour?
I don't pay this man. The slave project has already begun. Anybody that said no to my campaign was locked in the most luxurious dungeon. They're typing away. I tell them, oh, make it easy for me to understand. I want to be able to read my own tweets. And let me just say this. I love Mexican people. And I love Mexican food. Tell me a dish.
Chimichangas.
Chimichangas, I love it. I make excellent chimichangas.
Burritos.
Oh, burritos are great. Burritos are great. Trump's great. Fantastic. I make burritos out of gold. Gold. It's going to be the hugest burrito. When I'm president, ask me some more things.
Well, how about we take away from the presidency and we just ask you, what is an average weekend for a man like yourself like?
I wake up at about 2 o'clock and I go for a walk. And I think about all the things I've done. I wrote The Art of the Deal. A deal really is an art, you know. I'm like Picasso, only smarter and more attractive. Didn't you know I'm 70 years old? I don't look 70. They say I'm orange. A lot of things people like are orange. A lot of things. Jack-o'-lanterns. Oranges.
Cheese.
The sun. Yes, cheddar cheese. Don't interrupt me again. It's a big mistake.
Well,
it's a big mistake. That was number 4 on the list.
Sorry, Mr. President.
I'm like aged cheddar, but not cheesy. Not cheesy in a bad way. Delicious. I'm like nachos. And I love Mexican food. It's terrific. And then I do that until about 3 o'clock. And then I exercise my right to own a gun. And I just shoot it. I just shoot it into the air. And I live in a duplex. You didn't know that, did you? You thought I had a mansion. I am a man of the people. And I'm going to give all my money away. Did you know that when I'm president? I'm going to give it all away to an even more secure bank. And it's going to grow and grow. I'm going to become Prime Minister of Canada next.
Oh, yeah.
Prime Minister or dictator?
What's a dictator?
Someone who takes over the country.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Can we actually wrap this up?
Absolutely.
I don't know if I can do this impression much longer. And also...
Good question there, Brock.
All right. And we're back. That was some good audio there.
That was that was a roller coaster ride of emotion there.
Oh, yeah. Well, there it is.
There it is,
Trump's
folks.
Trump's going to be president.
They were talking about...
And Prime Minister.
And Prime Minister.
The Dassey escape from jail. Isn't that amazing that one of those Making a Murderer guys actually got out of jail?
Yeah, well, didn't people start the petition or something back in December?
Yeah,
and I was
I
like,
really
this
didn't...
is not going to do anything.
Dude, petitions really do a lot.
Nothing. Do they? You think
yes!
So? Oh.
Totally,
really?
Totally. They petitioned that Brock Turner, the Stanford rapist.
But that dude got out after like 3 months, didn't he?
Yeah, but the judge is like not a judge anymore.
Really?
From a change, yeah.
But still, 3 months for that.
Yeah.
That's pretty messed
up. I mean,
up.
In that particular case, I would say his life is probably pretty ruined.
Yeah, but still.
People forget about news, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bet we've forgotten about something very important.
Yeah. Well, for a while.
Think about that?
For a while, everyone forgot. It's not, I don't think it's too important, but the Harambre, like the gorilla thing.
Who's
everyone
that?
Everyone forgot about that. None of the Cincinnati.
I was walking on Commercial Drive 2 days ago, and somebody wrote in graffiti, take your dick out for Harambe.
Oh, yeah, dicks out for Harambre.
What is that?
I don't know. I've seen that everywhere. People are like, dicks out for Harambre. I opened my Snapchat in public, and one of my friends had sent me dicks out for Harambre.
I really wish I could navigate Snapchat better, because I don't understand what is people are... you're like, you can only send it to your friends. I hate Snapchat. I hate it.
I'm not the hugest fan either.
They
myself.
Keep inventing new things, and the things are not the thing. They keep changing, and they're purely designed to alienate. See, don't you feel like the new things?
You are 27. This is directed right at
the
you.
Things they new things they invent are purely invented to alienate the older people. Like they're mostly unnecessary.
Oh yeah,
Snapchat is completely useless.
Oh yeah, I feel completely alienated.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so I've never sent any important thing over Snapchat.
Yeah.
Because you text that, or you call or say it in person, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you ever try calling people these days? It is awkward.
It is tough. And people sound so uncomfortable on the phone, too.
Yeah.
It's just like, why are you bothering me? Just text me like a normal person.
I've always sounded very uncomfortable on the phone, so I can relate.
Yeah. I used to have a friend who was actually terrified of answering the phone.
Really?
Yeah, he would get like crazy anxiety if the phone started ringing.
He would freeze up
kind of. Became a pizza delivery guy. Now he has to answer the phone.
That must be a living hell.
It was
hell.
Just like exposure therapy wow. for him. He's
That's
fine
like
now.
Cognitive
but...
behavioral oh. therapy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very strange.
It's good now. But most pizza orders are done over online now.
Yeah.
I called like Domino's the other day and like, what are you doing? You know you can just go online and do this. Oh, I had a fun experience yesterday. I went and saw Hell or High Water at Fifth Avenue Cinema.
I love Fifth Avenue.
Good theater.
Yeah.
Good film. But the theater, they serve alcohol now.
Is that the one in Kitsilano? Kind
of? Yes.
Yeah.
So you can't bring in minors. Mm-hmm. And they're
Good.
Showing Kubo and the Two Strings. They're showing Kubo and the Two Strings, which is a kid's movie. So this family comes, and yeah, they get into this big fighting. Like, and I master negotiator as I am, I defuse the situation, and they gave
me
a free movie ticket.
No way.
He's like, I really like how you stuck up for us, the workers of the theater, and we banded together, and we wanted to give you this free movie ticket.
Is this a joke?
No.
What did you say to them?
Gave me a
what
courtesy
happened?
Ticket. I didn't even do much. I was just like... Well, they were arguing, and I was like, oh, you guys know it's playing at Scotiabank, and I, like, took them outside, and I, like, told them how to get to Scotiabank.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there and saw Swiss Army Man, and I don't know, it did really throw me off when I looked around the theater, and there was people with, like, cocktails and beer. I was like, this
right.
is so weird to
I guess
see.
That's a good
like,
place to go on a date, hey? Because you can see a movie and have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'll be dating soon, as I'm single. Big changes. I was dumped.
Oh.
Matt, right?
Yes.
Matt. I forget people's names all the time. Okay, just a sidebar here. Do you know? I don't remember his name. This is so perfect. I'm about to tell a story about how I forgot a comedian's name that we both know, but now I can't remember his name.
What does he look like?
He's so forgettable. It doesn't matter.
You can just call him Matt.
I think it was Mark. Is there a Mark?
Oh, there's so many Marks. It's crazy. Well, Mark. I think I know the guy you're talking about. Glasses, long hair.
Let's not go into this.
Okay.
What was I talking about before that?
Getting dumped.
Yes. I've never been dumped. Last time we were on the show, I had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who I was pretty sure things were going to go the distance with. I was dumped on Sunday.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah. Hard dump. Doesn't feel great.
I didn't expect it to.
Yeah. I was going to do stand-up that night.
Oh, yeah. I remember
I was
you
like,
walked in.
I was like, this... is a mistake. I don't need to cry in front of the Vancouver stand-up community. I could probably just walk away from this one.
You wouldn't be the first comedian. Sorry.
Have you seen a comedian cry on stage?
No.
I saw
seen some very close to breakdowns.
Yeah.
Like...
Man, we were on a show last night. Let's go into comedy a little bit.
Oh, good God.
Do you want to plug any shows you're going to be on coming up?
I will be on, well, I guess, I don't know if this reaches out to Chilliwack, but the No Holds Barred Chilliwack.
Sure. I think just saying that there's a comedy scene in Chilliwack is probably
crazy
a good plug.
Enough. Yeah.
But they've been doing a good job there.
Yeah,
they're
apparently it's a great show.
A lot of shows.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be in Chilliwack. So check out some Chilliwack comedy shows. I'll be at Goldie's Lounge for their Saturday show on this Friday show. This is what I always do. I start a plug, and then I realize I don't have the information for my own plug. I'll plug this next week. I'm on some shows. Whatever. Yeah. Listen to the show every Friday. That's what I'll plug. This show that you're listening to.
Yeah.
Every Friday at 10 a.m. But anyway, we were on a show last night, and there's something in the world of comedy called a hell gig.
Mm-hmm.
And a hell gig is when you show up and you go, this cannot and will not be good.
And this has right.
Even before you step on stage?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Correct. It's the equivalent to showing up on a date and you see the person. It's like, and you go, nope, this is going to be a bad night.
Yeah.
And it's not even a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, you know, as a comedian, there are certain things that do not create a good comedy show. Things like, for instance, all of which were had. I mean, why would I have left school? I should have learned more words and better. But, like, when you leave all the TVs on in the venue.
That's a bad
during
sign.
The show. Oh, yeah. I mean, could that possibly distract from setups and punchlines if there's a football game on every screen?
My favorite was right to the right of the stage, you would look down, and one table away, there was about, what was it, like six guys.
Fantasy football?
Yeah, all wearing what looked like the exact same jersey,
yeah.
Oh, no.
All with their own laptops playing fantasy football.
Just throwing down with their laptops.
Just one guy in
it's
the back.
It's going to be a great season, bro. Great season.
One guy in the back literally yelled sports. Like, the games he was playing,
sports!
And all you could hear was...
Sports! Like, yeah, this was the saddest show. It was at...
Oh, it was
well,
very depressing.
We don't need to actually say what it was. Because the guy, they did a good job.
Yeah, and I like the two guys that positive. Run it a lot, too. And they're really nice guys. They're fun.
Yeah, this is that always precedes a bashing of something. He's a nice guy. He's the nicest guy.
But
this show was a disaster. This show was... I went outside to get some fresh air, and I heard people come out of the venue, leaving, going, "Wow, that was awkward."
Yeah.
The microphone sounded like a tin can.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounded like I was yelling into a metal box.
Did you see, because I was loving Harris's bit about jazz. I'm not going to ruin it.
Yeah.
But I was loving that bit.
People should do bits on other, as long as you name the person. It just promotes their stuff. It's like,
quote them.
Yeah, like I listen to Tuesdays and Stories always, and they always say like, "Oh, this comedian has this funny joke," and I'm not going to do it as well as Harris. But
yeah, exactly.
Check out Harris Anderson.
I don't think anyone really
can. Is it jazz bits?
It
like,
was jazz. The old man. It sounds like an old man whispering.
Yeah,
to you,
when you listen to jazz, it sounds somebody whispering you a secret.
It was pretty dead on.
It was great.
And then he was doing it, and then he said one more thing, and just the reverb, I guess, kicked in on the microphone, and it was that classic like high pitch, like
awkward. Awkward feedback, yeah.
Kills all the momentum.
There was a DJ too, so it would be like, "We about to lose our minds up in here. Okay, hi guys. How you guys doing tonight?"
The one that I think it was either
sports.
It was either you or me walked onto, and it's like that magic mic like stripper intro, and I was like getting up on stage, like really, like
there
is this Chip and Dale? I'm just gonna strip right here.
That would have had more dignity.
We
did.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry you guys had to experience that.
Even the DJ just was not feeling that. You were
nobody was feeling
him.
It.
Yeah.
It was rough. There was like posters for other shows behind me, and it was like Mexi Mondays, and I was just like staring at the sea of like gentrification, and like it's Taco Monday at Manchester Pub. We've got all the nationalities. It's an Irish pub with Mexican Monday. We've got tequila shooters. We're gonna play some Rihanna. We love all types of people here.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous. I really hate white people sometimes. They're so annoying.
Mexican Monday instead of like a Taco Tuesday. It seems
a
missed opportunity.
That is blasphemy.
They can't even do tacos. It's just burritos.
This place is just no business doing comedy.
Oh, God. What is fantasy football?
I don't know.
Somebody explain this to me.
Well, yeah, you knew.
All I know about fantasy football is, have you guys watched The League at all?
Oh, yeah, with John Legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't that have that guy that lied about being in 9/11?
Yep. I think so. The New York comedian,
Raza,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, which guy? Oh, no.
Razzazzini?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I like that guy.
He lied about... he said that he was in the World Trade Center during September
11th. Or was it that he had family that was
in it?
No,
it was him.
Something?
He said he was in the tower.
God. That's such a horrific thing to lie about.
Yeah.
That bit would have belonged at your guys' show last night.
Yeah. No. We're not... Okay. Just because it was a bad show doesn't mean that we're lying about 9/11 bad. We're good people.
Yeah.
We just... Well, that's debatable.
Mm. Yeah.
I want to... Sorry to, like, go back and kick your bruises here, but I just thought this was such a funny moment.
Kick him.
Show how dedicated you were to stand-up at the time. Mm-hmm. Was when you came in and you sat down at 12 Kings. You just took a seat, and I was like, "How you doing?" And you're like, "Not so well. My girl just broke up with me." And I was like, "Oh, like, sorry to hear that. What? When?" And you were just like... what time is it? And I was like, around 9:30. And you're like, yeah, about 22 minutes ago. And I was just like, ooh.
And then Brett goes, that's a, it's so awkward. He's like, that's a really nice sweater. Where did you get that? I was like, it's a gift from my girlfriend.
Rough. There was one point where he wasn't paying attention, I think, to like what Pam was saying.
Yeah.
And she kept being like, oh, you're not paying attention. And then he was just like, what? What were we talking about? Alex Biron's engaged? What's going on? It's like, oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I need to punch Brett. Okay, well, that happened. I don't know what to do with my life. I'm going to Portland soon, so yeah, I'll probably eat some gentrified food. And actually, Portland, can you gentrify something that's was never really poor? Portland was always kind of white and hip, right? So
pretty much the American Vancouver.
Yeah, absolutely.
Craft beer, hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always like it when somebody gives me a signal from through the glass as though I'm supposed to... Like, we have studios adjacent to this main studio.
Okay.
And people give, like... They just hold their hand up. Like, what does that mean? Are you saying I have 5 minutes? Are you waving to me?
Yeah, I kind of saw that guy flail over there.
I don't speak sign language, and neither do you. So, yeah. I saw a trailer for a new movie that's coming out with Amy Adams, where she's like, have you seen this? She's, I'll find out what that's called.
Oh, is it the Alien movie?
The Alien one?
That looks pretty cool, in my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks
cool. I thought that looked really cool.
Amy Adams in an Alien movie.
Yeah, it was, I forget who directed it.
It's the guy that directed Sicario.
Oh, I just recently watched that. That was amazing. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah. No.
Oh, it was so good. Sicario, it's about like a drug task force, I think.
Cool.
It was really good.
Yeah, man. Amy Adams, by the way, here's a cool story. My friend lived in Kits, my roommate, before he moved in with me.
Oh, yeah.
And while they were shooting, what was it? Batman, Superman, the Superman before Batman.
Oh, Man of Steel.
Man
yeah.
of Steel. When they were shooting Man of Steel in Vancouver, Amy Adams lived across the street from him.
Wow.
For like 2 months, 2-3 months.
What?
But he didn't find out until after. Oh. He had, like, the family moved, like, rented out their house to Amy, but they signed an agreement
of disclosure.
Yeah, yeah, that they couldn't say.
Jeez.
He was sleeping right next to Amy Adams every night. Oh.
What a shame.
Arrival.
Well, what would he have done if he knew she
was there? One
second.
Arrival is what that movie is called.
Yeah, it's really good. Or not. The trailer looks really good.
I like a good big black ship.
It looks like a...
No, if, like
people.
A...
Yeah, that looks like a giant contact.
Yeah, like a giant dirty cool. contact.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like for alien ships, I keep it simple. Big, like a big unknown obelisk. Is
obelisk?
That a word? Obelisk.
Obelisk, yeah.
I kind of like the, was it District 12 ship, where it just hovers over the city? It looks very complex, complicated.
Yeah, they've done that. That's like the Independence Day thing.
Yeah,
same thing, yeah.
One of my favorites from a movie I didn't like was in Prometheus, where it's like that at the beginning. It's that big black thing that's just kind of hovering. It kind of looks like this, but horizontal.
I think I know what you're talking about.
This meaning the poster of Arrival, if you want to check it out at home.
It's all just riffing on 2001, I guess. Because that had a big black giant, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Pillar. You're just making a bigger version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look how cool this thing is, man. It's so cool. I love aliens. I'm a believer, and I'd love to see an alien. Probably just because I'm really lonely. But, yeah, I think that would be nice.
Would you date an alien?
How big of a...
I date anyone right now.
How
very
big of a
lonely.
Believer what? Are you, though, when it comes to it? Like, do you actually believe...
100%.
Other life form, or do you believe in the little green men running around?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I don't know if our reality is even what we believe it to be, man. But...
Man.
Like,
Truth is out there.
Oh, we're going to find it today, man.
I think that...
I want to believe.
I think it was Neil deGrasse Tyson was saying something really interesting where we look for aliens all the time because we're trying to find something that fits whatever we consider to be a life form, like a being, but somewhere else. But we are just used to us. We're no more being than like kind of like a rock or a plant. We think that there's something more that has more character or more impact about us than a bush. But to an alien coming here, they would see a bush. And the bush would be just as something, probably, as the human. So we're looking... Maybe we see aliens all the time. Like, maybe asteroids are aliens. Maybe the you know, but this is a different form of consciousness. What am I talking about?
What are you? I was just going to say that. What are you talking about,
Alex?
I was
just going to ask if you took something right before I picked you up. I was like, it's going down a weird rabbit hole.
And it's finally kicked in right now.
Didn't take comedy lessons, that's for sure.
The acid kicked in.
You guys big drug people?
No? I smoke weed, but...
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, me neither. I can't handle it. I can't handle the... I feel like my brain... Why would I give my brain a handicap?
Yeah.
You know, if I'm playing golf, I'm barely getting it in the hole. Ever. I don't need you to put some, like, Ferris wheel in the middle of the course.
Yeah, for sure.
This analogy is working, right?
Absolutely.
I get what you're talking about.
I use Ferris wheels a lot in my analogies. I've noticed this is a common thread. So, I don't know what's going on there, but...
I don't know. There's some things about kind of off-putting about some drugs.
Especially, like, people, the people that do the drugs.
Oh, like, nonstop. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see it, and you're like, I do not want to become you.
Because we were talking about crystal meth, I think, the last time I was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Issa was talking about that, and it's pretty amazing. All these kids just totally loving the meth.
Jeez, what?
It's a big, big thing now. I was working at Future Shop once,
yeah.
And when I during the training, there was like a training session. You got to go.
I just got to take the John's just calling me about the broadcast.
Yeah, get out of here, man! Thanks for hanging out.
Take care. Nice meeting you.
I was at Future Shop, and the guy that I was training with, he goes, like during an aside between lessons, he goes, "You ever just like smoke a bunch of meth and play video games?"
What the?
I'm like, you're about to work at Future Shop?
He's got the meth part.
He was trying to sell me, not sell me meth, but sell me on the idea of meth. It's like,
how awesome.
It's not that bad. I'm like, dude, your teeth are so yellow.
Oh.
It is bad. Oh. You're a poster child for not doing meth.
I've always wondered how people get into it, though. Like, how do you suddenly make the jump into meth? Like, that's crazy.
Somebody offers you meth, and then you do it.
And then you do it. But yeah. What went wrong in your life to bring you to that point?
A lot of things, man.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things. Speaking of... troubled people. Do you give money to homeless people? Because outside,
honestly, no.
Outside Seven Dining Lounge, the other day, a lot of homeless people will have stories, right?
Yeah.
They'll have some sort of, I got to raise enough money to get a bed tonight, or I'm trying to make the Greyhound back to Abbotsford, or whatever. It helps sell the pitch.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Have some sort of story. And I heard one of the best stories.
Oh God.
The other night.
What was it?
He said he needed money. He was going around to all the people outside Seven Dining Lounge every Wednesday night, comedy. And he went, I need to save up. I need to raise some money here. I need to go buy some drumsticks because I've got a recording session tonight with my band.
Really?
Yeah. But this guy was homeless. Like,
oh, yeah.
But I don't want to profile here, but like, I mean, he was...
Very homeless.
It seemed like he was improvising... the line. And
and
keep in mind, it's like 11 at night. So I'm like, where are you going to buy drumsticks? He's like, there's the studio sells them. I'm like, not bad.
The studio good. That's recording you.
Yeah, good line. I'm like, that's awesome, because I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to buy drumsticks in the middle of the night, you know? So I gave him some,
pawn shop,
I gave him some money. I was like, get the really good drumsticks.
There you go.
7-Eleven's got good drumsticks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
7-Eleven sells ramen now.
Eesh.
I think 7-Eleven, they have so much power now. Why don't they improve the quality? Well, how about that? Why did the quality cap in 19...
Has it really ever been good, though?
No. That's what
exactly.
I'm saying. As you become more successful... Shouldn't your goal be to slowly, like, I try to make this radio show better every, I fail, but I try to make it better every week, you know? Shouldn't 7-Eleven be like, now we have better stuff.
Yeah.
Now the lights are at a more, like, human level, and they're not
fluorescently
blinding
you so you can't see what's on the hot dog.
Can you imagine working at 7-Eleven?
Oh, it'd be awful.
I like the 7-Elevens that, like, take things in their own direction. Like, it's
we're going to put our own little funky
they
spin
have, like,
on
a,
it.
A little, like, DVD. Yeah. Use DVDs. Like, that's not, like, mandatory 7-Eleven.
You guys don't do that often.
Yeah.
No, I go there. I don't know if I'm the only one who thinks this, but I grew up on Simpsons, so the whole Quickie Mart and how, like, the hot dogs there are disgusting. And I've, in the last, like, week...
Bad opinion.
Probably. In the last, like, month, you're about to be one of them. Last month, I've seen probably two or three people go into 7-Eleven and just buy the hot dogs, like, friends of mine, and just cover that thing in cheese and then eat it. And I'm like, really? Like, that's where
you're at?
I
did it the other... I had a real dark moment recently. I was a real bad night. Smoked some weed. Got the munchies. There was no food on Broadway, and I got the hot dog. The cheese, I put the chili.
Ugh.
Cheese and chili, baby.
Ugh.
And you really feel it later. You really feel it
inside.
Was
it good at all, or was it?
I'd say it was.
Oh.
I'd say it was good.
That's what I'm scared of. Yeah. I don't want to try it and be like, this is pretty good.
It was surprisingly good.
Yeesh.
That's the problem. I feel like that's probably a lot what meth is like. You're like, this is a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Now, where are some video games I can
and
play?
And you probably, a hot dog would go really well with meth. I feel like the hot dogs from 7-Eleven, is this a vicious cycle? I feel like the hot dogs from 7-Eleven, though, are like even more weird than normal hot dogs that you buy at the store. Like, they're like plump and like very shiny and glistening. And they have those weird cylinders that rotate the hot dogs.
Yeah, nonstop. That it's are like, obviously not clean. I don't know.
No.
Yeah. I thought you were about to say, I feel like the 7-Eleven hot dog is worse for you than meth, though. And I was like,
that's
I don't
a
know
stretch.
About that one.
That's a stretch. I don't know how much of a stretch, but it is a stretch.
I've definitely had like my fair share of 7-Eleven hot dogs since I started going to 7-Elevens when I was a really young lad, which was a long time ago. And I think I've probably significantly shortened my life expectancy as a result.
Yeah.
But those are the years I probably won't need anyway.
It's kind of like a cigarette. Like, each hot dog takes like an hour off your life.
Each hot dog is like a pack of smokes.
There you go, yeah.
Well, we're going to take a short break here and listen to one of my favorite songs by The System. It's called Don't Disturb This Groove and Don't Disturb Your Dial. Stay tuned. Come on.
Oh, my God.
You're not going to let me do that?
I always thought these were jokes. Don't touch that dial, folks.
No, it's a real thing. You got to keep the listener interested.
Amen.
So don't go anywhere. And thanks for tuning in.
The sun. to after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Yeah, what's up, man? Hey, I'm on the guest list. Yeah. Who's headlining here tonight? Yeah, I'm on their list. I'm on their list. Oh, well, I should be on there, so...
Looking for that cool band Buzz?
Jeez, I don't know what to tell you.
Chindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Every year, Vancouver bands compete for prizes including studio time, festival spots, media coverage, promotions, and more. We are now accepting submissions. Please send your demo of original material of at least 3 songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
Okay, thank you so much for listening. We need to get out of here. There's a live broadcast coming of...
the GSS interview series on campus.
Yeah, and you've been listening to Vancouverite. Every Friday at 10 a.m., we talk comedy, hang out with comedians, fun guests, and it's just a great hangout. So, join us next week. I've been Alex Biron, and you have been...
Sean McDonald.
Matt MacArthur.
And the listeners. Thanks for tuning in.
With all of my friends, and where I'm from, Barcelona. Love is a feeling that we don't understand, but we're gonna give it to you.